A little bit of chess match thus far. Largest lead has been 6 points for Sandusky. Right now it's at 4. Brady Kirsch has to throw it into James Shelke nearly at midcourt, who's acting as point guard on this play. To Cody Seaman, right wing. Gaffke being covered up in the post. Over to James Shelke, back to Kirsch. See Cody Seaman now at the high post. Pulls up for the jump shot. Not much arc in that one. Rebounded by Joe Stowe. Sandusky with 4 rebounds. Harbor Beach with 4. Josh DeCam goes to work in the post. And can't get the fall. Rebound. Ethan Goose is still loose and finally brings it in. Harbor Beach now controlling the boards in the second quarter. 4-1. Brady Kirsch, top of the key. Tries to dive down a lane and it loses it. And going the other way. Danny Hale goes up for the shot, and he gets it to fall and one. That's his second one of the night already. Second one for Sandusky on the night. He has 5 points now. Looking at the wrong man there. He has 7 points. And for his second old-fashioned three-point play. Foul goes against Cody Seaman. That's his second early foul trouble for Seaman. Third team foul for Harbor Beach. At the line, shooting one, Danny Hale. He made his first of 1 attempts on the night. This one's just as good as the first. 8 points for Danny Hale and a 7-point lead as Cody Seaman sits down for Harbor Beach. Out there for the Pirates, Jason Gaffke inbound to Ryan Seaman. Brady Kirsch, James Shelke, and Ethan Guza for Harbor Beach. Ryan Seaman throws it out of bounds in anticipation of Shelke diving to the far baseline, and it results in the 5th turnover of the second quarter, 11 on the night.
Harbor Beach is trying to attack that pressure on the 2-2-1 zone press coming up the sideline. And there's really a couple ways you can do that. You can go ahead and reverse and get it across the timeline, or you can go ahead and get it right in the middle and just attack. And attacking has worked for the Pirates so far. Wonder if they're going to be going back to that.
Danny Hale, left wing, into the high post to DeCam against Guza. One dribble, picks it up to Miller, over to Stone, right wing. Dribbles into the high post, now retreats to the left wing. Josh DeCamp, a little bit of emotion at the high end of the court. Brandon Potter dives into the lane, kicks it back over to DeCamp in for 2 points. Good heads-up play from Brandon Potter to give it to DeCamp. It's now a 9-point lead, largest of the night.
Steal by Danny Hale. And takes a shot at the...
Misses the first one, ripped down by James Shelke of a jump ball. Possession arrow is in favor of Harbor Beach. 12 turnovers for Harbor Beach through 14 minutes of play.
Sandusky is setting up their 2-2-1 zone press right now. After all, it is working.
And we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach. It is a full timeout on the WLW Sports Network. 26-17, Sandusky by 9.
From the premier truck dealer in the fund, Grab Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
Hey, guys. What's all the commotion?
The North American International Auto Show is in Detroit, and Chevy has stepped it up again with huge savings on select models in stock.
What kind of savings are we talking about?
Returning lessees can get a new 2016 Equinox LT with remote start and heated seats for $183 per month. And if you're currently leasing a non-GM vehicle, it's only $141 per month.
Wow, that's a good deal.
If you're looking for a good deal on a 2015 Silverado, we have a light-duty crew cab LT with the All-Star package with over $12,700 in savings. That's over 25% off.
$12,700 in savings on Silverado? Wow, that's a good deal.
And if you're looking for a Buick with all-wheel drive and leather seating, drive away in a 2016 Encore for only $218 per month.
Auto show savings are here at Grav Chevrolet Buick on N46 in Sandusky.
Payments based on a 24-month, 10,000-mile-per-year GM EPP lease with lease loyalty or competitive lease. All upfront fees due at signing.
Out of the timeout, Ryan Seaman loses it, stolen by Danny Hale, and he results in 2 points in transition. Ryan Seaman comes down the court and chucks up a three, off balance, and rebounds Sandusky. Things are getting out of control for the Pirates quickly. Into the corner, Justin Miller for three, no, rebound, James Shelke. Minute 25 before halftime, 28-17, Sandusky by 11. Ryan Seaman dribbles himself into a corner and is trapped over to Brady Kirsch, wide open for two, and he gets it to fall. 6 points for Kirsch, brings it back within 9, 28-19.
heads-up play by the sophomore to go ahead and find Brady Kirsch. Right now the Redskins are attacking the defense for Harbor Beach, which is man-to-man. Potter up on top, thought about a three.
And they try to feed him to the low post, and Ryan Seaman steals it, and then he is fouled. And it appears it might be against...
This looks like Potter.
Brandon Potter, that is his second personal and team's fourth.
They're calling a little bit further away than like...
Cade Seiler checks in for Sandusky, replacing Brandon Potter with two fouls. 55.9 seconds before halftime. Sandusky 28, Harbor Beach 19. Brady Kirsch bringing the ball up for Harbor Beach, left to right across their radio.
Very important possession for the Pirates this time. They need to get points.
James Shelke on the left wing, dribble into the high post. Has to pick up his dribble. Down to Guza, back up to Kirsch. 38 seconds in the half. Ryan Seaman dribbling back to James Shelke. Appears that Ryan Seaman might be a little shaken up. Guza goes to work in the post, and it's blocked from behind by Hale. Here come the Redskins. DeCam in transition to Miller on the baseline. Jump shot, no good. Rebound, still loose, brought in by Guza.
Guza is, I think, just a find. I mean, I don't know where he came from, but my golly, this young man can play ball.
And it appears that Ryan Seaman has fallen a little bit ill. Shaken up on that when he was fouled after the steal. So Tyler Vollmering checks in for Harbor Beach with 11.9 seconds left, 28-19. Sandusky by 9, and we have a timeout, 30-second timeout called by Sandusky right before half.
That's their first, 11.9. Wonder what Coach Pennington's cooking up.
We'll stick with you on this timeout. A little bit lost all the rhythm of this basketball game in the past 2 minutes as Harbor Beach got a little out of control there.
That zone press has really affected the Pirates, and that's been the bread and butter for the Sandusky Redskins.
Sandusky has forced 13 turnovers for Harbor Beach on this night.
And that's very unlike the Pirates of Coach Ron Rubel, but understand too that you have a young team that is out there on the floor. They're gaining a lot of valuable experience as the season goes on, but this is a big game for them to be in right now. So. Time to grow up now. They'll be juniors by the end of the season.
Harbor Beach down by 9 points, 11.9 seconds before halftime. And it'll be Harbor Beach ball on the opposite side of the radio at midcourt. Out there for the Pirates in their away black uniforms, Brady Kirsch, Jason Gaffke, Tyler Vollmering, Ethan Guzin, James Shelke. Both Siemens off the court at this moment. Vollmering into James Shelke, top of the key. Dribbling to his left. Picks up his dribble, is in trouble to Kirsch. Down the baseline, 5 seconds left with the runner. And this one rims in and out, no good. Gaffke cleans up the board and gets it to fall for 2 points. And there's the final buzzer of the half. It's Harbor Beach cuts the deficit to 7 points, 28-21. Gaffke leads Harbor Beach with 11 points. Sandusky with a commanding 7-point lead after two quarters. On the WLW Sports Network, your Harwood home for high school hoops.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities for 2016, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation in 2016 by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
You can't predict what the future holds, but you can make the future more predictable. Just call your Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yan of Harbor Beach. That one call that puts you on the road to a more secure retirement. Our IRA and annuities guarantee a lifetime retirement income, big tax advantages, and competitive interest rates. And you get the rock-solid protection of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company of Michigan, rated one of the 50 most outstanding life insurances in America. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.